Mark Williams, welcome back to Sunday Night at the DSO.
Great as ever to be here.
Now, you're closing out another amazing season with the TSO. What have been some of your favorite moments?
This has been a big season for so many. This has been a big season in so many ways. I think about things like winning the Juno for Tarangalila Symphony. I mean, this was our very first recording on our new label, Harmonia Mundi, and our first recording with our new music director, Gustavo Jimeno, who I suppose at 5 years isn't new anymore. And so that recognition was really fantastic. Also, we released our second album on Harmonia Mundi, which is our Pulcinella recording, and that has been doing so well, and we've been getting such great feedback from audiences on that. Something that I just personally so proud of is having won the Canoe Community Award. And this was from the Institute of Canadian Citizenship. This is for our program where we've distributed over 10,000 complimentary tickets to newcomers to Canada. So This has been such a big year because on an artistic front, I think we've expanded in so many ways. We've brought really meaningful music making to the community, but also we've stretched our wings, as it were, in the community, again, with that community service award from the Institute for Canadian Citizenship for our Symphony Storytime program, for our performances out in Brampton, which continue, and for the work that we're doing to help build the next generation of great musicians. So our Explore the Score program, where we work with young composers and give them an opportunity to have pieces read by the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. And of course, our Women in Musical Leadership program, which puts some of the really the brightest and best young female talent onto the podium. So it's been a really extraordinary, extraordinary year.
How many years is it now for you in Toronto?
It's been 3 years. I'm in year four.
My goodness.
It feels like yesterday and also like forever in the very best possible ways.
Is there anything in particular this year that any new observations about Toronto that you are looking to kind of include as the next season goes ahead?
Well, you know, what I've learned about Toronto this year, I've learned about the grit, the strength of the people in this city and their love for the city and their love for Canada. You know, a couple of months ago, we started playing O Canada before each of our performances. And I've been amazed at the emotion in the hall as we play these pieces and, or this piece rather, and the ways in which it's moved the musicians, it's moved the administration, and it certainly moved the artists and the audience. And I think that, I'm just very proud that the Toronto Symphony Orchestra can be part of giving people strength in this difficult time and also being an important part of the conversation about, well, what does it mean to be a Canadian and what really is our culture? I mean, it's been really eye-opening, this experience.
I experienced it when I came to the TSO recently, and I have to say I got quite emotional myself. And I was wondering, whose idea was this? How did this get started, this new tradition?
I mean, it was kind of a collective idea, really. And, you know, there was conversation internally with our music director and with senior staff and the board. And ultimately, you know, we can't solve the economic issues with the United States, right? We can't, we can't do any of those things. But what we can do is we can help with morale. We can bolster the spirit. We can help people feel a sense of solidarity that we already have here. And so in that way, it feels good to be able to do something in such a difficult time.
Now, heading into next season, which I know is a summer season away, but what can Torontonians expect from the TSO as you continue to invite us to Symphony with Us?
Symphony with Us, exactly. It's really a message about creating an organization that is welcoming to everyone. You know, this past season, we made an effort to curate a variety of concerts that that led us to, you know, really welcome so many different kinds of people into our halls. You know, whether that's our Lunar New Year concert, playing the music of the Caribbean here at Roy Thomson, or out in Brampton, things like that. And so, I think this new season, we'll see a couple of things. Well, first of all, we're bringing back some really major guest artists. You think of Joshua Bell, Franz Welser-Mostyn, music director of the Cleveland Orchestra and former music director of the Vienna State Opera, Joe Hisaishi. We're also using, or rather working with, we're also working with some big artists to bring unique orchestral pieces to the TSO. So Anushka Shankar will play Ravi Shankar's second sitar concerto, and Zhenya Zidorova will play a fantastic organ. And Zhenya, you know, we said we were going to fix this at
Oh,
the beginning.
yeah,
I
absolutely.
still can't say this name.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sanjia
And
Sidorova, is
no,
that it?
someone told me it's Zhenya. It's actually really,
Zhenya.
yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
And Zhenya Sidorova will play a fantastic accordion concerto. So these are really new sounds and new ways of thinking about, you know, what instruments belong in the concert hall. We're kicking off the season with a celebratory gala featuring Lang Lang, world's probably most famous pianist, in support of our education and community programs. And I'm really so incredibly excited that next year is a special year and that we get to share with the world what our audiences in Toronto have an opportunity to hear regularly in taking the Toronto Symphony Orchestra on tour to Europe. And so that will be 8 cities in 6 countries across 2 weeks. And most notably, we will be making our debut in Spain with our Spanish conductor. So I'm very excited about those highlights.
It's absolutely thrilling and such rich programming. I'm especially myself looking forward to Abel Salaokwe, the cellist, who, you know, it's an orchestral instrument, but heard in a whole new way with the TSO.
Exactly. And the ways in which he is a musical communicator, the ways he works with artists, I think it's going to be really a highlight of the season.
Well, I wish you all the best for the summer, Mark. Any downtime for you? I know it's a lot planning life with the TSO.
You know, the summer here is always interesting. First of all, anyone who's spent the summer in Toronto, well, you'll know that summer in Toronto is a beautiful time. We're going to enjoy the weather. We're going to enjoy being outside. And at the TSO, we do a lot of planning at that time and sort of getting ready for the next season. And I'm grateful for the time because it will be a big season indeed.
Well, congratulations on 24-25. It has been very, very rich and always a pleasure to speak with you, and looking forward to next season.
Thank you, as am I.